Right now, we're at the peak of waterfowl migration, so on Tuesday, I took a drive to Wisconsin Point to see what birds are around Alawese Bay right now, and on Wednesday, I went to a few spots along the St. Louis River with my new birding buddy, Brian. A lot of new migrants have been flooding in during the past couple of weeks. Hawks dot the sky on clear days like Wednesday, but even on murky days like Tuesday, they're on the move. That day, I had one adult male American kestrel showing off his gorgeous fresh plumage while perched atop a bare tree, taking off and hovering a moment so his rusty tail was displayed to perfection. As a male harrier, shiny white and silvery with black wingtips, buoyantly flew above the cattail marsh. On Wednesday, Brian and I saw an osprey carrying a small fish with an adult bald eagle on its tail. We saw cormorants and pelicans in the sky, but most of the migrants we saw were taking a break from their actual flights to feed, such as the brown creepers that were snacking on tiny morsels in the bark of trees along the main path at the Western Waterfront Trail, or the flickers feeding on bugs and roadside gravel and then flying up to nearby trees to search for different bugs. On Tuesday, a striking belted kingfisher perched jauntily at lakeside, sallying out over the water and back, hoping for a nice little fish near the surface. Both days, song sparrows, redwings, and grackles were in full song. On Tuesday, golden-crowned kinglets filled the conifer branches all over Wisconsin Point. On Wednesday, we didn't see any, but had a little group of their ruby-crowned brethren by the river. My first tree swallows and phoebes were there, too. The warmer temperatures and different vegetation by the river compared to by the open lake probably contribute to the bigger cardinal population out there. One was singing on Wednesday, and not far from it was a pair of chickadees working together to excavate a new nest cavity. With that tiny beak, many people have trouble accepting that chickadees are perfectly capable of carving out a nest hole, but birdbanders can quite easily visualize such a thing, since captured chickadees can really pack a wallop. Those were all birds we saw above the waterline, but the real action was in the water. Right now, bazillions of ducks and grebes are stopping to feed and rest as they travel through our area. Male buffleheads and golden eyes are doing their amazing spring dance, popping their heads onto their backs in an improbable display. And male hooded mergansers are showing off their strange crests for any females who take an interest. Tundra swans swim at Alawese Bay and the St. Louis River in West Duluth near Highway 39. And everywhere you look are Canada geese, mostly paired up, doing their part to contribute to the goose population problem, even as they look so handsome and devoted to their mates that I can't hold their prolific breeding success against them. Migration unfolds like a good novel. Little signs of spring draw us into the book, and the plot quickly builds as early migrants flood in. Many of these first birds will still be around as later birds, such as barn swallows and white-throated sparrows, enter the scene. The climax will occur as shorebirds, warblers, tanagers, and flycatchers fill every tree. And then, far more abruptly than it began, comes the denouement, and this year's book will end. Spring migration is one of the purest, truest, and loveliest of natural phenomena. Enjoy it while you can. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.